Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's Chuck and Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. But between those two books, they've won 7 international awards. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Steve Forbes is here. He's the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. You know who he is. He's a former presidential candidate, author of a number of books, including Money, How the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy and What We Can Do About It. And that book's been out a while, but Steve, you've got something exciting to tell us about that, don't you?
That's right. There's a documentary based on that book, which is now on public television, amazingly, and it's called In Money We Trust, and you can find it on your local public television station, or you can go online in moneywetrust.org and see the film there. It's a jargon-free, just about an hour, and the basic point of it, Jim, going back to the invention of money 2,500 years ago, when money is sound and trustworthy, we move forward, and when it's untrustworthy, as happened in recent times, we not only suffer economically, but socially as well. Social trust is undermined as well.
And I want to bring that up again in the next segment when we talk about crypto and blockchain. I'll mention that again, but because that's such an important point.
Cryptocurrencies.
Yep. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But in the meantime, Steve, so it's on PBS, folks. So check that out. Do you have any? Is it available? Is it on the schedules right now?
Yes, it's being syndicated around the country, and if you want to see it right away, you can go on inmoneywetrust.org, and
it's free.
It's right there for you.
Free to use. Okay,
free,
good.
Free use.
Good. All right, I appreciate that. Is your handsome face on the screen?
My handsome face is in the film a number of times.
Good.
I'm humble like you.
Well, it's good. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, Steve, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about an interesting little triumvirate that I see going on right now. I haven't heard anybody else connect the dots like this, and I'm going to see what you think about it. We all know the media has slouched into becoming editorialists. They're not doing much reporting anymore. They do seem to be heavily favoring the Democrats. They don't like Trump, and they have given an amazing amount of airtime to Democrat candidates, especially some of the newer members of Congress, who are promoting socialism, including this Ocasio-Cortez nut job that's out there. I mean, how does a brand spanking new member of Congress, 29 years old, who should be a backbencher by any other standards over the last, in our lifetime, a backbencher in Congress for 10 years before anybody even hears from them, how do they get national attention for some offbeat, half-baked ideas about what they think about the economy and socialism? I don't understand that, Stephen. I'm saying that little triumvirate, the Democrats, the media, and the socialism move, I'm saying that little deal, that little circle there, is going to come back to haunt the Democrats. What do you think?
I think the answer is yes. And there was a poll recently done by Fox News, and others have had similar results when honestly done. And that is, by a 57-28% margin, Americans overwhelmingly prefer capitalism. They use the word capitalism to a socialism. And that's critically important, because the reason Ocasio-Cortez is getting so much publicity is she's a brand new face, outspoken, and she's let the cat out of the bag.
But she can't take any hard questions, Steve. She cannot answer hard questions from the softball media.
Of course not. But they prop her up. And she said yesterday, "Well, I have something out there," she said, "therefore I'm the boss."
She said that. I heard her say that,
humility,
folks.
Humility there. But what she has done and what people like Bernie Sanders have done is put this issue out there and is going to generate a real debate on socialism and health care, socialism in the tax system, socialism raising our kids. If one candidate's come out for free child care, whatever that means, you know what that is. That's a Trojan horse for
that's
the
right.
government telling you what you
that's
can do
exactly
with your
right.
children.
That's exactly right.
And,
well, you know,
her Green New Deal is a raw deal. You know, the idea of building a bridge. So
it's also a lie. It's also a lie, Steve. It proposes things that are not true. It talks about that. It makes the proposition that we've done nothing to green up America, when you and I both know that America has led the world in reducing our footprint. We now have Kyoto level carbon footprint, and she says nothing about that. That's the reason her whole platform is based on a lie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.